It was Sharabim and now it's still Sharabim. So then, or even became Shayachid. So the law is that you can't, you have to make a shear. Rabbi Zera Orva Lemasa Debei Rabbi Chiya Veloshavak Loshir. So Rabbi Zera took care of making the Erev for the city of Bei Rabbi Chiya, where the Shiva Rabbi Chiya was. He didn't leave a shear. My time, Oben Mar Hochi. Why did you do that? Why did you not leave a shear? Amalei Sabi Dido Amrili. The old people in the city told me that Rav Chiya Bar Asi Ma'arav Kula. Rav Chiya Bar Asi used to be Ma'arav the whole city. Even now it's quite a populated city, but it must have been Yirshal Yochid, which later on became Yirshal Rabim, because you see he was Ma'arav of the whole city. If it had been Yirshal Rabim, he couldn't be Ma'arav of the whole city. So if that's so, even though right now it has a din of Yirshal Rabim, but you're allowed to be Ma'arav of the whole thing.
Now, he would have been quite a bit before, I mean, he was before by
correct
by a decent stretch,
right?
So
we would assume
the yeshiva, like the yeshiva may have passed away, and the yeshiva was still on there.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, so that's what Rav Zera explained to Abaye. Amrle, so Abaye said back to Rav Zera, that the D Amrle Hani Sava, I spoke to those same Sabis. So the same old people. And they explained to me with more detail that Ahi Ashba Havrala Michad Gisa. That we said before, even if Yirshal Rabim, it only has one Pesach, so the law is Yukim Ma'arav Kula. So we hear the issue wasn't the amount of people, it was Yirshal Rabim, but the issue was that there was a Ashba, one of the ends of the city, the road ended in this large Ashba, which wasn't accessible, so it's the equivalent of having a wall there. But the Hasha di Fanya, but now that Ashba has been cleared out, Ifanyala Ashba, the Ashba has been cleared out, so now it's open on two sides. So Havala Kishtei Pesachim, so the issue wasn't the amount of people, the issue was that there was only one opening, and now there's two openings. So the two openings is the Irsha Rabim, you can't be Ma'arav Kula. Amalei Lava the Toy, I was not aware. Okay.
There's a reason why conceptually the Havala is different. Because now you're dealing with a deraisa, as opposed to an ear that's yafet to rabim, as long as it's not open, it's still very loud. Because when I said switch, so
you're going to have to learn Pashi, you have to learn according to Rashi, that Rashi learns in Mishnah that the case is always, we're dealing with these rabbanans right on the cusp of the deraisas. Because the street wasn't 16 amas wide, but it was open on both ends.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, so it was still a rabbanan issue, but it was close enough to the raisa that said Irsha Rabim, because I'm not going to allow it. Had it been Irsha Yochid and now it's Irsha Rabim, they would have allowed it, because once upon a time it used to be right. So again, you're going to be aware of it. So the point is, we need to have this reminder, don't forget that careful, the shear is the careful, right? It's Rashi. It's just one Rashi. Veloshavak Lashir. V'ir Sharabim, V'rehi Sharabim Hava. Sabaya said, it's an Ir Sharabim, and it's been, it's the way it was and the way it is now, so what are you going on? And so that's what Zera's answer, but it's back. No. I mean, the Kamala Yirsha Yochid, Manasseh Sharabim, he. Alma Hayishait, the Rabim Havah. But right now it was the Yirsha Rabim. But Reb Zera's answer was it was the Yirsha Yochid once upon a time. And Bais is back. So Vamale Inu, Mekoranami, the Rabim Havah. What is it with this? Let me find where it is. takes out the word. Sosaisim echad sagilo mipiske. Where's sagilo? I don't get it.
But it takes.
Takes it out?
Takes out sagilo. I mean, there's a discussion here that seems like the marshal. The Safas and marshal says tevos gilo inu benimchak.
Okay. Marshal puts it in. Bedaka puts it in. The Shah is like, why is he putting it in?
Yes. Yes. And it says, that was Toast Sophia.
Okay.
Hagas Marshal. She established Toast Sedo to our Hagas.
Okay. That sounds good to me. So, there was an Asher which is closing up one of the doors. Well, how you're Ella Pesach Echot. Ramin Leel, the Philosh Rabbim, Behochi Havisagile. Since it's Yisha Rabbim. But there's something being sois in one of the psochim, so then it can't get to the raisa anyway. So that then the chazal allowed you to be ma'ar of the whole city. But that's no longer relevant because that's been opened up. Okay. Something more. Boy minei Rav Ami Barado. Harpanoa, remember Adi from the city of Harpania, the Harpanian, Mirab, Sula Mikan or Pesach Mikan Mahu. If at one end of the city there's a Pesach, at the other end of the city, straight across, there's a wall, but there's a set Sulam which allows you to take you over the wall. Is that considered a Pesach or not? Because for the flow of traffic, there's access, the full access over the wall.
A ladder?
You, of all people, should ask me that question.
It seems like there would be a question here about the nature of the ladder. I mean, right? I mean, are we talking about some type of ladder that is like very sturdy, like everybody is just sort of using it, or is it just happens to be some ladder that, you know, only, I don't know, Bikki and whatever would use it?
No, it's a regular ladder. Everybody's helped the ladder. So, listen, the next half of Omen is going to be talking about ladders. So.
Good morning, Rabbi Kramer.
Okay.
Good morning, Pinchas.
So, what's the law? So Omer Lehochi Omer Rav. So Rav said back, this is what Rav said, Sulam Teres Pesach Allah, but that's a din of a Pesach, and therefore that's Lechumra. Now it has two Pesachim, and that's going to require that you need Shear. Okay. Omer Lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to them, I guess the Talmidim, don't listen to what Rav said. Because Hochi Omer Rav Ado Omer Rav. Sulam teres pesach olav, but teres machitz olav. We always go lakula. And when you need it to be a pesach lakula, it's a pesach. But the chumra, we say the wall is still there. But teres machitz olav means it still has a bit of a wall. Teres machitz olav, kidamor, in this case, we just said, and therefore there's a wall there, and therefore it's not like there's two doorways, and you could be ma'ar of kula. Teres pesach olav, where does it have a bit of a teres pesach lakula? The sulam shebein shtei chatzeres. So the law is, if you have two chatzeres, they want to be ma'arav and make themselves into one big chatzer. So it has to be an access point between the two chatzeres. So we said, if there's a wall between, they can't be ma'arav between the two chatzeres. If there's a doorway in the wall, then they could be ma'arav as one. But if there's a wall, they have to be ma'arav separately. But if there's a kavua deka sulam, which is there, that gives it, there's an access point between the two chatzeres, and therefore, Rotsu Echad Ma'arav, Rotsu Shnai Ma'arav, and they have a choice. They can Ma'arav one or two. They can Ma'arav as one big unit or a separate unit, whatever they want. So we give the Sulam the equivalent status of as if there was a doorway there. But that's the Kula. But to give it Sulam Adin of a Pasach L'chumra that as if the wall doesn't exist, that's not true. It's a wall with an access point. Now, so you remember the rule was like this. So the rule over there was, if there's a door, if it's a wall between, they're ma'arav separately. It cannot be ma'arav as one. If there's a doorway between, they can ma'arav one or two. If there's an opening of more than 10 amos, So that's like a piritz already. Then you have they have to be ma'ar of one. They can't be ma'ar of two. It's one big unit. You know, even though there's a little bit of wall between, but the opening is more than 10, it's a piritz between the two chatzeres, and they must be ma'ar of as one. So the Gemara is going to touch on a case similar to that on Abba Aleph. Furthermore, Kasha, Mi Amar Reb Nachman Hachi, the Reb Nachman say that Sulam only has a din of a Pesach L'Kulab and not L'Chumra. V'Amar Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel Anshei Chotzev Anshei Merpeses Sheshachu V'lo Irvu. So the Merpeset was a second. There was a second floor in this building, and it opened out into a Merpeset. So there was like a chotzer. There was a few apartments opened out into this Merpeset. So that's their chotzer. Then they would go down a ladder into the chotzer and go out through the chotzer. So they have access to the chotzer, and they were not ma'arif together with the anshe chotzer. So what happens? So it's what do we do? The current we have people who their drisus regal through the chotzer. They were would aser the bnei chotzer from carrying. So yesh lifneim daka arboa eno oiseris v'imla oiseris. If there's when they come down from the access point, there's like a this small, like a wall, or Lashon Shulchan Aruch B'dal, a matzeva. There's like a post there. So, even though they end up going it's if that's the idea we had before of Daka, that acts like a indication we were saying we want to be independent. Even though they end up walking through the chotzer. But that indicates independence, and they're not considered part of the chotzer. So they aser. V'imla v'seres, and otherwise they aser. Now, if you have a situation where you have two chotzeres and there's a wall in between, and there's people who like scaling walls, and they keep running through my chotzer all the time, they're not going to aser. They go through my chotzer all the time. So what? But they're not part of it. They have no access to them to the chotzer. So what's the access of the access of the Merpeses to the Chatzar? Because they have a ladder. So it means you're using the ladder, the Chumrah, to say that they consider they have access. And Reb Nachman said we only use ladder, the Kula, not the Chumrah. So you see Reb Nachman is that's not true. Reb Nachman is using the ladder, the Chumrah, that they consider they have access, and therefore they would aser on the Chatzar. Otherwise, you should say, that's not a doorway. That's like sky jumping, you know. So sky jumpers don't aser my Chatzar.
Do they have any other access?
No.
So it's the only way to and from.
Right. But you see, the Reb Nachman considers a sulam a valid access point, even the chumrah. So my answer is no. Hachem my skin and the loy gavoya merpeset asora, that the height of the merpeset wasn't 10 tefachim off the ground. So even without the ladder, so they're considered part of the chotzer because they're within 10 tefachim off the ground. So Mora says v'i loy gavoya merpeset asora ki ka'ovet daka my havi. So they're going to make this. They have a short ladder now, right? And they come there, and there's a daka in front of that. But that was saying the whole length of the merpeset is considered an access point because it's within 10. So putting a little daka over here by the ladder wasn't help. If the whole merpeset is considered the access point. So more answers. Bimu gufefes ad eseramis. There is a wall around the merpeset. So the merpeset is walled. So it has a gap in between up to 10 amas. It's not a pirtza. Right? There's merpeset. It's within 10 tefachim, so the part which is open is considered like a doorway. But it's a doorway. So then if I make a daka, so I made a daka in front of my doorway. So that's all I need. By making the daka, you're saying I'm separating myself out. Because that's I'm normally going to go, I'm not going to jump, I'm going to go down over here, I made a dock over here, that's enough to indicate that this doorway is, so we're coming like almost like a, I'm not sure what would be true, but in case you have a doorway which is like 4 amas wide, and you make a dock in front of 2 of the amas, maybe that would work. But over here for sure it works, even though halachically it's considered a doorway because the whole thing is accessible, it's within that tevachim. But since the derech would be to move, coming down the ladder still, I put my dock there, I'm clearly indicating my intention that I want to be separate, and that it's not, and I want, and we do not ask.
So is it dock a ladder, or could it be a set of stairs as well?
A set of stairs which are kavua, which are built in, probably would be, you would need all of this, that's even l'chumra, that would be obviously l'chumra. But the chiddush of the sulam is something which really is movable. You could take it away, but you normally leave it there. Does that create this halacha l'chumra that's considered an access point? But a bona fide stairs probably would be automatically an access point. Okay, let's see Rashi.
And the fact that it's the only way in and out doesn't really play in this.
Correct.
Even though with the other, with the Chatzir, he's only in the limit,
that was a bona fide doorway.
Yeah, it was a bona fide doorway, but it was also the only way in and out.
Right, same, but over here, the Sulam is a Sulam. So that's where Nachman's point was that normally we only give it a cool of an access, but don't give it a chumra of an access. Sulam, we're holding Rashi in the Tesman Bay is the first white line. So the case was the city which has a Sulam which allows you to go up and down both sides and go out over the wall. So Rabba said it's considered a doorway, and therefore the city now has two access points from the two sides of the city. Nachman said, no, Taras Mechitza love. Klamer ve'enu mevatel es hastima lios kepesach. It has a din of a mechitza. It means that the Sulam does not take away the status of the wall being there, and therefore it's not considered a doorway, and there's only one doorway into the city. So Mor says, and it has a din of Taras Mechitza love and a din of Taras Pesach love. Where's the case of Taras Pesach love? There's no doorway between the two of them. It's 4 tefachim wide, and it's allows access between the two sides. There's two of them, I guess. So we done it. Hareo kishtei chateres with pesach beneyan. It's equivalent of 2 chateres with a doorway in between. There being a parak chaloyin, which we say to prakam further. That rotsum arvin echad ir vechad l'shen. They can make one error for both because there's a doorway in between. Visham shu zubazu, and they allow to then carry each and the other chotzer. Over here would be the mishdamish derech gaiva kaisel over the wall, and the derech the kavim mistaken, or through the wall if there's openings in the wall. The loyhavi pesach, because if it would not be considered a doorway, im arvin echad alochas, they cannot be ma'arv as one group. They have to be ma'arv separately. And they can't pass things to each other through the openings in the wall. But now that you put a sulam there, we can don it as a pasat, and you're allowed to be ma'arv as one unit, the two chatzeres, or rotsu shnai ma'arvin, shere eruvin elo la'atzim, if they can do separately, they want also. B'nei batim shal chatzer, zoo, in each this chatzah wants to be ma'arav separately. So Yasu Zel said, we don't say it's one big unit. The one big unit, if part of them are ma'arav separately, they ask for the whole thing. No, it's 2 separate units, chatzah here and a chatzah here. They can be ma'arav here and they won't ask for this chatzah because it's only a doorway in between. So they could shut their door and be separate. So Yasu Zel said, Lahotzim b'teim, shein reshus miyuchedes l'cholechud, l'tech chatzah shu reshus kulot. It's you're not going to answer this chotzer. The people in this chotzer can't carry from their houses to the chotzer, which is belongs to everybody, because that's not true. So they'll each one be marav separately, and they can't be mishtamish together. They can't pass through the doorway to each other. We have Reb Nachman the Halchi the Tarzan Chitzal of the Kula, that when the Sulam is there, we ignore the Sulam. When we say there's a wall, that's the main thing. The case of Repesit is Aldir Balaz. Diri Aliyah Smuchazub. There's people living in a second floor, a higher level, near each other. Upsuchas the Chotzer, they open up into a common area. Voisim Repesit up in Arach Aliyah, so they make this Repesit, this porch, across the length of all of the Aliyahs. The Peshel Lepiske Kulan, all of them open up into this Merpeset. And then they go down the ladder into the Chatzar. Jesus Raglayan, Bitsiyosin, the Rosh Hashanah and Derech HaChatzar Habim, and the access in and out to the Rosh Hashanah is through the Chatzar. Lefikach, Imena Ma'arvin, Im the Durin, the Hataktoinim, if they will not join in the bottom group, Oysun Elo Alelo, the upper group, will, the Bnei Aliyos, will ask the Bnei Tachta, the Bnei Chatzar, they can't carry out into their chotzer because not everybody in the chotzer is joined. Now they forgot that each one has been ma'arav together by themselves, but they haven't joined together as one large group. The place where you come down, or you start going up, there's a daka pesach cotton. Gova Arba, a small Pesach, which is 4 Tvachim high. And also B'nai Repesat al B'nai Chotzer, the Ha'istalak Luhu. That's indicative of a desire to be independent. So by doing so, that's sufficient to say they're not considered part of the Chotzer, and they don't answer in the Chotzer. Mimla B'seris, Amotars Pesach Olav, Afilu L'chumra. It means the Sulam is considered an access point to the Chotzer, the Chumra, that you can't carry in the Chotzer anymore. More answers below about you. The lack of the memor terz machitzel love. You can't say it's terz machitzel. That's not that derechem high. It's part of the chotzer then. So more says, okay. See if so. Ki over daka lefanav my hobby. So what do you gain with the daka? Right, call him repesit. See vaseh numucha. The whole height of the porch all across is low. Upsucha lechotzer is considered open to the chotzer. Rehein kishte chotzeris shein kesel b'dem is like two chotzeris without a wall in between. So that they must be ma'ar of one. Moritz is Mugufafis. Mukafis Mechitza Sabim, it has a wall around it. It has a fence around it. El Shanisha Lefanel, Yud Amis, it has an opening up to 10 Amis wide, which is Kedin Pesach, Beloy Hekiv, which is that's the size of a doorway, without any enclosure. The Ovid Hosam Daka, so if you make a Daka with it, Solok Namshav, they consider to remove themselves, Beloy. So in that situation, it'll be considered an access doorway because there's an opening which is within tetzvachim of the height of the chotzer. So that would answer, not because of the sulam, but because of the repesit itself.
What's ayin kaf asukain?
Akarcha.
So if it was greater than 10 tefachim, that's where the sulam would be relevant in that case.
Because then it's, right, then there's no access between the Merpeset and the Chotzer directly. The only access is the sulam, which according to Reb Nachman, you would not aser. Because the sulam does not aser the chumra, it's not a doorway.
Rabbi, if you have a doorway and you leave, you have an option to close the door, open the door. But do you have an option to open the door and not join, or once it's
yeah,
open?
It doesn't. You know, the fact the door is open doesn't make a difference. I mean, the fact it's only a doorway, it's still two distinct units, and you can arrive separately. You just can't carry from one to the other.
Without air.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious how they. So this is their picture of the daka. They have this little doorway here. That's the picture of the daka is this little doorway. So. But the next case is the Merpeset is very low, and then but there's a wall there, and there's a little opening, and then you have the same thing. Yeah. Okay. It's a virtual door. That's all it is. Yeah. Okay. Something more. So we're talking about Salamis. Let's talk about another case of Salamis, which would with support what Rav Nachman said. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we're 6 lines down in the Gemara. Several lines down the Gemara and Samach Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kaisel Sharitzva B'Sulamis. So remember, we said the rule is that if the two chazers are next to each other and there's a wall in between, so they have to be ma'arav separately. If there's a doorway in between, they can be ma'arav together or separately. If there's an opening of more than 10, they must be ma'arav together as one. So what would be if they had this wall which is 20 amas long and they put sulamas across the whole width of the wall? So the sulamas are more than 10 amas wide. So now you have an axis which is greater than 10 amas. So is that considered like an opening? And therefore, they must be ma'arav one or not? He says, Tars Mechitza Lov, we ignore the sulamas and it's a wall. So that's the same idea that Rav Nachman said. We only say sulam l'kula, not l'chumru. So Romele Rav Bruna the Rav Yehuda. So Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda, and he asked him. The conversation took place b'matzarta debay Rav Chanino by the pressing house where they would press the olives. So they were there in the pressing house of Rav Huna, Rav Chanino. I'm sorry. And there Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda, "Mi'amr Shmuel Taras Mechitza Lov." The Shmuel said, "Taras Mechitza Lov." Va'omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Anshim Repeset, Anshim Chotzer Sheshachu V'lo Irvu Yesh Lefanei Adaka Arbo Enu Seres Sim Lave Seres. So you see that we don't consider Mechitza; we consider in a doorway because it asers. In the case you squeeze his head, Omer Tzochem Askinim Deloy Gavoya Repeset Asor. It's not 10 Tzochem high. So Omer says, "If you look at us, my Repeset Asor, Ki Ovid Daka My Havi Mina Gufef Es Adeser Abes the Kiman Ovid Daka He Saluki Is Talik Mehalchem." Same conversation.
But it almost sounds like the Diabat.
What?
But it almost sounds like the Diabat as opposed to the Afri. They introduced this Sheshachahu.
You imagine that they would normally be Ma'ariv simply because that would allow the B'nai Merpeset to carry in the Chotzer. That'd be my guess. Tirashi, Sharat, Sharitzbu, Zakav Sulam, Eitzel Sulam, there was this, the Ritzav means consecutive. You've laid them consecutive, one next to the other, all the way across the width of the length of the wall. There were ladders. So Taras Mechitza Lov, Ve'en Revalin and Mechitza, these ladders there do not take away the status of the wall, which had they done so, Lemehevi Kenifritz, because as if the wall had been broken open with Yersemi Esther wider than 10 Amas, Dharma the Kamon, we say later on, in that situation, if the opening is greater than 10 Amas, Ma'arvin Echav and Ma'arvin Shnaim, they must be Ma'arv as one unit. So we don't say that. Over here, it's not a pierce. So Ela Rotsu Echad Ma'arvin, Willakula, Vali Kepesach. If they want, they can rely on the ladders and say it's one unit. If they want. Rotsu Shnei Ma'arvin, they can be Ma'arv separately. The Lechumra Lo'erminin, the Levat Lo'lemechitza, the Kol Be'erven Lo'hokli. We don't say Lechumra, the Sulam is Mavat, we say to say Lechula, in general, B'yanam of Erevin, Chazal were Mekel.
What's the reason why they have to use multiple ladders? Why can they be successful?
Why did the Chatzar do that? Ben Chatzar do that? I don't know.
There. You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to be a case of that? Can move ladders if the ladder is a purpose. So why, you know, it's accessible to the whole wall if you want to.
No, but the Kiddush is over, even though there are multiple ladders wider than 10 Amis, so maybe that should get a Dinam of Pearson and an Aser.
I agree. No, I'm saying, so why do you have to have a case of multiple ladders? You can all on the wall. It would be a case of one ladder. Why multiple?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a Pearson. That obviously wouldn't be a Pearson.
Right, so it would be the same. I'm saying, why do you need a case of 10?
Well, there's no Kiddush in the case of one ladder. The Kiddush is even a case of. I have each ladder is, let's say, 2 amas wide, and I have 6 ladders, so I have 12 amas of ladder here, and still it's not a piritza. If it's one ladder, of course it's not a piritza. It's only one ladder. At best, it's a doorway of two. Over here, at worst, it's a pierce of 12. Right? That's the chiddush. We don't look at the sulam as the chumra as an access point. He said over there, you need a daka. We love his service. I'm avogav the gavoya me peset yud. Osi sulam mavatole. Even though it's 10th vachim high, which would be considered a separation, the sulam says it's an access. So my answer is, below gavoya it wasn't 10. The below sulam nami batla. So that the access between the two is there, nothing to do with the sulam. Fine. Okay. Interesting story. Third line of the Gemara. Hanu b'nei kakoinoi. So the people of the city of Kakuno came to Osikamed Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef. Omru le havon gavra de la arav lon mosan. Please give us somebody who can take responsibility for setting up the air of the city properly. And it was an ear shal rabin which needed a shear. Rashi says it was now a shal yachid, but it needed a shear. So Amalei Rav Yosef told
what's Mosin?
Our city. Mosin is a city. Mosin is our city. Amalei so Rav Yosef told Abaya, Zil Arav Lahu, Zil, go and make the air for them. Because if I want you to make sure and see to it, there's not going to be any complaints about your base medrash afterwards. Okay? Well, make sure you do it right. So also Abaya went, and the Morris is going to say that the Abaya is going to have four back and forths of how he wants to approach the city. And he says afterwards, that was what Rabbi Yosef meant to say when he said, make sure I do it right, because there was a lot to think about back and forth on the issue. Okay, so Ozel he went. Chazal lahanu boti the psichi lenahara. There was a unit of homes which only opened out towards the river, and they did not open out towards the city. So there was no access point between them and the city, and that they were large enough to be a shear. So you need a shear for the city. So we're answering giving ma'ar of those people separately. Great. That was his original thought. Amrahani lehevi shear lemasa. These will be the shear for the city. Then Hadar Amr said, he said, no, he changed his mind and he said, the lashon of is ein ma'arvin es kula tana. The language of Mishnah is you cannot be ma'arv kula, which in McLeod, the boiler ruve matzi ma'arvi. It means theoretically it would be possible. Just we decide not to. But over here, they can't be ma'arv and they have no access to the rest of the city. Their area was just facing out, that they didn't go through the city, so they weren't connected to the city, so they can't be a shear if they don't have a potential access. So the etza was Ella, the avadlu kavoy. I'm going to make it a window, which is going to be dalad al dalad. Rashi says it's large enough to be considered an access point. The boy le arvu derech chaloinus motzim arvi. So now they had a choice of being ma'ariv with the city, and then when they don't, they're considered the shear for the city. That was his second thought. Hold on, no. Then he said, "We don't need that, loy boy. You don't need to make a kavi. This window." Toraba baravua. Ma'arav lehu lekula mechuza. He was ma'arav the whole city of mechuza. Arsaisa into neighborhoods. Mishum peiri de beituri. The chochad v'chad havishir lechavre. Valvagav di boy la'aruve b'hadi adoni loy motzi ma'arvi. Okay, see, they had a interesting way they built the city. You had X amount of the picture you have in your Rashi. You have X amount of chateris and mavois near each other, and they had their access points. Then there was a ditch which was or a some type of a which they would store the food for the animals, and they would block the access from one set of neighborhoods to the next. So they were not really one city because there was no real access from one of those from one neighborhood to the next because of these Peri the Turi, the place where they would store the food for the animals. But he was so really it's separate cities, and he was ma'ar of each one of those shlunois with all of its mavuos as units, each one, even though the city was a city was Irshal Rabin. So the answer was because he looked at each one as a shear for the other one. So neighborhood A couldn't go to neighborhood B, so neighborhood B is the shear for neighborhood A, and vice versa. They couldn't be married one to the other if they wanted to, because there's no access between them. So you see, even though they can't be married together, but once you're, since they are part of the populace of this greater area, and they're not being married together, that's good enough. The guy with the dinner shear, even though there's no real, they couldn't be married together if they wanted to. So I don't need to make any windows. Then Hadarami says, no, that's not true either. Loidami, but it's not the same. Hosam and Iboila Ruve Derek Gagus, there was an access point between the Shunois, is that up in the air there were bridges which went across from the house, the rooftops to the rooftops of section A to section B. So if they wanted to be Ma'arav, they did have an access point. And that's called a valid access point to allow them to be Ma'arav together. And they weren't Ma'arav together, so that's considered a Shear. But Vahani lo Ma'arvi, but over here, they have no way to do that. So we have to make windows. Hadar Amar, no. See, then he says, okay, this is his fourth change. This is his fifth decision over here. And he says, "Kavi nami leboy, you don't need windows." The Hahu Beit Tivna, the Hahu Le Lamar Bar Pumpedisa, Mi Pumpedisa, Veshavi Shiur Le Pumpedisa. So the city of Pumpedisa, its Shiur was this place of the Beit Tivna where that Mar Bar Pumpedisa owned, which was left out of the Erev of the rest of the city of Pupadisa, and that was the shear for the city of Pupadisa. Now, we hold like you don't, we not like computer, you don't, you, I guess that's the end of that.